Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're right in the presence of Jesus right now. The anointing of the Spirit of God is in this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you're wondering where Betty was or is, we had a little attack this week, and she wound up in the hospital overnight. She has COPD, and she sometimes gets infections in her lungs, and her lungs shut down, and the heart is pounding, you know, and it can't get air through her and everything else and so on and so forth. But everybody was upset at me. I was just sitting there in peace. God gave me that a long time ago. So when there's a storm raging, I'm just at peace. That's a supernatural thing that God does in my life. Maybe he does it in some of you life. And so I don't get... Anyway, the doctor came in down the room, and I said, she's coming home tomorrow, right? And he said, oh, no. Well, she's home because they released her. She called me and said, they're releasing me. She had a real high fever. That all left. But we've been through this before. We've been through the MS thing and the booze and the drugs, and she's been through some sickness in her body, and here we still are. Amen. I was reminded tonight that I had a vision of three dinosaurs. And Betty said was telling me there's going to be three attacks, but they won't hurt you. Well, when I was looking at the dinosaurs, God told me that. There was an angel standing beside me and told me they wouldn't hurt me. And it's strange how God can reproduce a dinosaur dead millions of years ago in a dream to make a point. That's just like our God, isn't it? So everything is going fine at home, and she's home and relaxing. My dog's all excited because she's home. You know how these little dogs are. My God. And so I don't know if she thought I was going to drop her off in the kennel someplace today. I took her down to the bank with me because Betty wasn't home. Man, she sat in that front seat and looked at me, boy, just panting. I says, calm down. You know. But anyway, these things come up in life, and God takes us through it, don't he? Hallelujah. If you think you're going to be a Christian and not have problems, you got the wrong teaching. Amen? Hallelujah. We went down to church down here, down the other end of town, and ministered Sunday afternoon. Some of you guys missed a really blessing. That was really a manifestation of how I minister. And sometimes God opens doors like that so I can break loose under the anointing. And God's going to do something big. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So a lot of you hadn't seen me minister with a lot of healings and everything else. Well, there was a lot down there. There was a doctor down there, 85 years old. There was a guy down there with flat feet. And you go on and on and on and on. And God just ministered to the people right where they were at. And it was really neat. Amen? Amen? So some of you missed it. I know these guys didn't, but some of you did. Gloria was there, jumping around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Well, say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed with the anointing.
I'm blessed with the anointing.
I'm blessed with the gifts of the Spirit.
I'm blessed with
grace. I'm blessed with right standing with God through Jesus Christ. I'm blessed because all my sins are forgiven. And tonight, I sit in his presence, cleansed by his blood. And I thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in my life and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God wants to talk about the heart tonight. Very important thing. Turn to 1 John 2:20 first, if you would, please. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Ain't that something, we know all things? Say, I have an anointing. Well, most of the time we have wrong thinking. We don't turn to the Holy One, the Holy Spirit within us. But we have an anointing But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. In other words, God says it's already done. And if we ask the Holy Spirit about the love of Jesus, we should know about that. We should have understanding by the Spirit of His love. We should have an understanding of His gifts as we're growing spiritually. We should have an understanding about the power of His name. What happened at the cross? We should have we should know all about that. Well, it takes time to grow spiritually. Sometimes our flesh gets in the way. Amen? But God wants us to grow spiritually. 227. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. You do not need that anyone teach you. And He's not doing away with the teaching ministry. But there's things about the supernatural. I can stand up here and talk about gifts for the next 4 hours. But the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches you how to flow in the gifts. Amen? You can hear from me about the gifts. It may be light in revelation to you, but it takes the anointing. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. You do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you, that's the Holy Spirit now. As the Holy Spirit teaches you concerning all things and is true, it is not a lie, just as it has taught you, you'll abide in it. And that's one of the things that we all have to learn, is to be taught by the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of us get stuck in our flesh. And I'll tell you why. The heart, for example, means mind, soul, spirit, one's entire emotionally makeup. So what happens is, when you're going to walk in business through the power of God, or you're going to walk in ministry, all these things rise up in us. Emotions, all our emotions and so on and so forth. The soulish area. And so there's a whole battle that goes on there. It takes time to learn by the Spirit that's teaching us how to overcome the emotions. Because a lot of people pray by emotions. A lot of people do things by emotions, not realizing. But God wants you to understand that your mind or the soulish area gets involved with you when you're trying to move in the Spirit. Your emotions always understands hate. It understands getting back or holding grudges and not walking in love. That's where the battle comes in. Now, the Spirit of God, who's going to teach us the anointing, the Holy Spirit, is going to teach us all things. We must realize that it comes from the Spirit of God within us. So I can't learn to love you without the Holy Spirit. I can't receive the love of God without the Holy Spirit. I can't move in the gifts of God without the Holy Spirit. I can't really get saved and grow in my salvation or my deliverance without the Holy Spirit. So it goes all the way down the line, excuse me, how the Holy Spirit wants to teach us, wants to counsel us. And every time we go to do something that's away from the emotion or the soulish area, that always gets involved, you see, when you're trying to learn from God. If you want to find out a good test, go in your prayer closet and start praying in tongues. And your mind will tell you, if you're a woman, you may got laundry to go, you got to return some calls, you can't stay in here all that time, and so on and so forth. But the more you learn from the Holy Spirit, the more you'll quiet your soulish and your emotion down. Because when you're praying in tongues, your mind is in neutral. Amen? So God wants you and I to understand tonight that if you've had an emotional week, is because when you try to get involved with God and you're an emotional person, it'll almost try to shut God down. But the power of God, the anointing, the Holy Spirit in you can get you to rise above. See, some people, for example, when this thing happened to my wife, back some time ago, years ago, I was getting involved in the soulish area with people. I'd lay awake at night saying, how am I going to help this and how am I going to help that? And God, the Holy Spirit, taught me, the anointing taught me how to have the peace of God no matter what I'm praying for. If it's somebody down to 60 pounds from cancer, someone who's got whatever they may have wrong with them, a bad marriage, someone has just been raped or whatever it may be, there's always a peace of God in me so I can minister properly from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that peace, you see, then your emotions get involved and your soul gets involved and your makeup, all that stuff within us gets involved, and the Holy Spirit don't get a, give you a right away to go into the supernatural realm and receive from God. So there's an anointing of Holy Spirit in our lives that wants to teach us. You know, in Revelation, turn to Revelation 4:1. We know through the book of Revelation, it says, those who have ear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Amen? Or to the church, I should say. Revelation 4:1, this is a place where the anointing is going to take you. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I'll show you things which you must take, must take place after this. So God, the Holy Spirit, is always calling us to a new level. Because if we get in the Spirit, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we will see things, probably have dreams, see things you wouldn't normally have in your normal makeup. So the Holy Spirit's always saying to us, come up here, and I'll show you things. That may sound strange to some people. That doesn't mean you're going to go to heaven. That means you're going to be away from your body. You're going to be taught by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and your emotions are not going to be involved in it. So come up here means come into the Spirit, sow to the Spirit, you'll reap of the Spirit, and he'll show you things. As a matter of fact, what he'll show you is your calling. We're talking minister now. We're talking church. We're talking fivefold. We're talking people who want to flow in the gifts and so on. He will show you, you see. That's what the anointing teaches us. He wants to teach us how to get victory. But he's got to get us away from the emotional makeup that we all human beings have. God's not putting down the emotions. He's just saying it'll try to run God. Amen? Have you ever noticed you've been praying for some time and you may go outdoors and you may run into somebody that just done something or said something about you? And your emotion gets involved right away. In other words, you don't come up here into the anointing and let the love of God look at that individual, and you look through the eyes of Jesus in that individual. Amen? So God wants you to understand that when the Holy Spirit says, come up here, he's getting you away from the flesh. One way is you pray in tongues in your prayer closet. You put the flesh and the emotions in neutral, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Actually, you've gone into the supernatural realm. You've gone into the holy anointing, the Holy Spirit, and he starts teaching you things. He starts bringing you light and revelation about healing, whatever you need, or about financial blessings, whatever it is, he'll start bringing you revelation, and you'll get a clear picture of it when your mind's in neutral and your emotions are not involved. Amen? Now, we are all emotional people. We'll always have that. But God wants you to understand something, that God can separate you from your flesh, that you can say, come up here, or you can come into the anointing and the teaching of the Holy Spirit, and whatever you're confused about, because God's not the author of confusion, God, the Holy Spirit, can teach you about that. So this is supernatural stuff, saints. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer. See, this all must become real to us, saints. When God the Holy Spirit says, come up here, he's teaching you about the love of God. He's teaching you how it means something to God about being holy. Now, that doesn't mean no earthly good. That doesn't mean you walk around with your hands like this and the thing around your head or something like that. It simply means you become a doer of God's word. And the more you want to become a doer of God's word, people will separate themselves from you. There was a prophecy that came forward about a lot of pastors who have large churches. They know how to develop great music and maybe even some flashing lights to move the emotions in the people, but those passes are coming down because the Spirit's not involved. That's a true prophecy, saints. They're not desiring to live godly. They're desiring to build their church and to build their finances and to build that type of thing. But if you, yes, all who desire to live godly, so say, I'm in Christ Jesus. So if you're going to live in Christ Jesus, you're going to live according to the Holy Spirit, and you're going to have this desire to be godly, no longer partake of the world. The last disease in a country is when they give in to gays and so on and so forth. That's when the country's going the other way. And that's what's happening in America. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but he said to occupy until he comes. So I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. I'm going to keep trying to live in Christ Jesus. Because if I'm in Christ Jesus, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing. This is the Holy Spirit teaching us, you see. I want to teach you all things. He just don't want to see you saved and remain a babe in Christ. He wants to teach us all things. Amen? And most of the stuff he teaches us is about Jesus, about in Christ. And so when you desire to do that, people are going to separate themselves from you. There's an awful lot of religion today. And they just do enough to tickle the emotions. You really don't see much happening in people's lives in them churches. God wants you to understand that. Okay. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And there's an awful lot of fear in this country today. I was over to St. Francis. There is so much fear in that place. The lady came running in the emergency room where I was sitting, and she says, wow, guess what? We beat last year's record of how many patients were going to come through the hospital. And she says, Betty was one of the 30. We had to have 30 more, and Betty's one of the 30. I said, well, did she get a plaque or something? I mean, this lady was getting excited for sick people. That's how the thinking goes on. You know why? Sick people is money. That's what it is. So they're running it like a meat market. So last year, I don't even know what the number was. This year, they beat last year 13. You know, but I don't know what they're planning for 13. I don't know if they're going to go out and drag people in or what. Or give them bad shot, flu shots or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do. But that's the way that, but see, we have a sound mind, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, of power, and of love, and a sound mind. So there's much going on in the world. We all see it. We all see the money problems. We all see the government problems. We all see the gay problems and the murder problems and rape problems and everything else. You can't turn the television on the news if someone's getting shot, someone's getting killed. They're blowing up children everywhere. You see, we don't want to get into a spirit of fear. We want to stay in that sound mind, which is the mind of Christ. So the Holy Spirit's going to teach you how to receive the mind of Christ. So when that was happening at the Betty, I was in the mind of Christ, and I was at peace. There was an awful lot of stuff moving around. Everybody was saying this and saying that, and I wasn't. Well, how do you know she's going to be healed? I said, because God said. God said. So the mind, listen now, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love. A sound mind is the mind of Christ that will confess what God said. Your mind, if not careful, will confess what you see or what the medical people are saying. But a sound mind, which is the mind of Christ, will say what God said. And so I told the doctor, I said, she's coming home tomorrow. Oh, absolutely not. Okay, that was a prophecy. And on the way home, I'm praying in tongues, and I said, God, I spoke it into existence. I expect you to honor it. So I'm packing her suitcase up to take for 2 more days. This is a true story. For 2 more days, and the phone rings. And Tanya says, Betty's been trying to call you. And I'm in the bank window by this time. And I said, what does she want? She said, she's coming home today. I said, well, I spoke that yesterday. See, I wasn't surprised about it. Right. But everybody was like, well, you got to get down. What have I got to get down there for? I'll go down when it's time. You know, I'm not excited about it. I got a sound mind. So when I got down there, the head nurse was going by the door. And I went, I'll be right back and discharge her. I said, thank you. See, God has given us a sound mind. That's the mind of Christ. So when things are going on in our lives, and our emotions are trying to kick in, and they're trying to run, and all this stuff is trying to be dumped into us, you see, God, the Holy Spirit, says, I'll teach you. I'll teach you how to overcome this. The anointing, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things. I'll teach you how to be at peace when there's a war going on. I'll teach you how to be at peace when you're disturbed about this going on over here, that going on over there. I'll teach you. And we have been blessed with the Holy Spirit, and he's given us a sound mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, and everybody seems to get in touch with what doctors say. I prayed for an 85-year-old doctor down the other church. Great man. Great guy, man. He came talk to me after, and he said, you're an answer to prayer. I said, well, Jesus is the answer. And so he talked with me a long time about some adventures and things that he had got into and so on and so forth, and wanted me to pray about it, and I did. But he's 85 years old. He's not practicing no more. But he had something going on in his body, and he's a doctor. And I told him some things that were going on in his body, and I said, is that right? And he says, yes. And I prayed for him. And it left him. He was healed right then. There was, seems like a gift of faith was operating down there. Because I was calling and doing things and saying things, and one right after another, either healing or words of God to people, or and just on and on and on. I called this one lady up when I went up back to her, I should say, and I said to her, have you got a husband? Yes. Is he faithful? Yes, he's right over there. I said, faithful husband, come here a minute. And so he was running the soundboard over there. So he came over to me, and I said, you used to work with the youth, didn't you? And he said, yeah, for a short time. And I said, why'd you quit? He said, I don't know. I said, oh, yeah, you do. See, anytime you step out for God, and if you don't rely on the anointing to teach you, you see, you'll get into all kinds of battles and don't know how to get out of it. You get into all kinds of fear and all kinds of different things. So God wants you to know you have a sound mind, the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. And so you let it come in. It's the word of God, the Holy Spirit, the anointing will teach you this, how you can replace your natural mind with the mind of Christ. So when something is going wrong, you'll say what God said. That's what the mind of Christ will get you to say. So when they're all excited down there, and in her lungs had shut down, she was down, her oxygen was down to 65%, and the heart was really trying to pump, but there was nothing coming through the lungs and everything else. I just sat there. Because there's a lady doctor she knows, and they were trying to do this and do that, and they were saying this and saying that, you see, and they couldn't understand. You know why? I was in the mind of Christ. A long time ago, God told me, showed me a supernatural peace. Because, see, if you get rattled, you get into the emotions, then you start saying what the world is. You start saying what you're seeing. This is a supernatural thing. You start saying what you're seeing. And I wasn't moved. Excuse me. I was saying, God said. God said. There'll be a time when me and her will leave this earth, but it'll be God's time. It won't be the devil. It won't be a sickness. It'll be God's timing. This time he'll say, come up here, I want to show you something. Wouldn't it be nice to have me and Betty depart right up through the together? My daughter and sons bought us a picture, and I got it on my wall in the office. And there's two people going to heaven, hand in hand. I've had this for years. Kids bought me this a long time ago. But wouldn't that be neat? Come on up here, Elroy and Betty. I'm going to show you your mansion. See, I think of stuff like this. I think of the supernatural. I think of signs and wonders. I just believe that God's going to do something out of his love supernatural in this country. So I'm just keeping myself prepared and ready. I'm letting the Holy Spirit teach me every day. I have an anointing, so I shouldn't be confused about anything because he says you know all things. But all things are taught by the anointing, the Holy Spirit, to us. So he teaches me, I got a sound mind. I'm not going to be disturbed, you see. God has given, not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. That's how you love, a power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the mind of Christ. Isn't that neat? Hallelujah. Romans 1:17. What God is saying here, you should get to a faith where your faith never fails. See, the Bible says to go from faith to faith. Faith to get saved, you see. Then there's a measure of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, building up your most holy faith, praying. And you see, there's a lot of faiths to grow into. But if you're at a place and nothing is happening, it seems that the word seems to be failing, you're not in faith. Now, I don't want to put anybody down, you know, and come against anybody, and I wouldn't do that anyway. But the point being is, let me give you an example out of love. There was a lady down in a wheelchair, and I didn't know, but it was the pastor's wife.
Mother.
Yeah, pastor's mother, right? Yeah, that's right. You're right, Adam. So I walked over, and I said, "You're in a wheelchair." "Oh," she says, "I've had all kinds of prayer." I said, "Well, guess what? I ain't going to pray for you." I said, "If you believe Jesus can do this, stand up." And she stood up. At first, she got all kinds of pain. Then she felt the presence of God. She never stepped out. And I knew if she took one step, she'd have run down the front of that church. It's just like when Jesus said, "Pick up your bed and walk." If he didn't do that, if he didn't respond, he'd have been still sitting there. But I knew she was healed. Just like I knew the guy had flat feet. First, I told him a lot of things, some things in his life. Then I prayed for his feet, and he had no pain in his feet. But Jesus said, if you don't understand the kingdom, Satan will steal it. He'll steal it. Hallelujah. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So if you want to walk in right standing, it's revealed from faith to faith. You understand that? For in it, righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So anything in our lives is revealed from faith to faith. If we can stand here and say, I'm in right standing because of Jesus Christ, and you are, you see, but it's revealed by faith. So if I'm in right standing, I should be able to grasp tonight grace or the anointing and impart it to you. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. See, a lot of people don't realize that. We are to walk from faith to faith. So if you start way back when you were saved, and if something's not going on today, it's not faith. You're not walking by faith. Or you may say you are. Anytime you walk by faith, it'll manifest. Are you listening? So you come through all the different faiths and you get to the gift of faith by the Holy Spirit. It's a great gift to have, saints. That means you believe everything that God says in His Word. You don't argue with it. If people don't want to obey it, if people want to persecute you because you said it and they didn't get up, don't even bother you. It's a great place to be. So righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. So we can say to ourselves, where am I at? If I want righteousness, right standing with God, that means I believe that everything that Jesus has given is mine. Whether it be grace, mercy, long-suffering, compassion, knowledge, wisdom, love, whatever it may be, it's mine. But not just mine, I can move in it. Because I'm in right standing of God, but it's revealed by faith. Do I really believe? Well, if I'm over here and I'm bored with this and I'm trying to get over here and I'm trying to operate and it ain't working, guess what? It ain't faith. Now, I'm not coming against anybody here. I'm just trying to bring forth what came out of the kitchen of the Holy Ghost. Amen? It's coming with fire. He's saying, come on up here. Don't fall asleep. Start listening a little bit. Hallelujah. So it's revealed from faith to faith. Think about that. If you just think on that, oh, the anointing, the Holy Spirit's going to teach me how to go from faith to faith. Because I'm in right standing, but I'm not getting the benefits. Has anybody here seen a feather in your home or someplace? Have you seen one day? See? Now people say, oh, Pastor Mayo's on that feather kick again. No, the Holy Spirit just told me to ask. I ain't going to build no doctrine. I ain't going to say if you got a feather, you're saved. I ain't going to say nothing like that. What I am going to say, you just experienced the presence of God. And if God chooses to use a feather, or if he chooses to use, Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, take a little wine for your stomach. Now people go out and get drunk. I need a little more little wine, man. I ain't always wrong by it, yeah. See, God used all kinds of different things, didn't he? Jesus had a peculiar anointing. He used mud. He used spittle. Just spit on someone's tongue? If you've done that today, man, you got to make sure that all the rocks are picked up. And you start doing that, you're out in left field. Jesus said you do the same and even greater if it glorifies the Father. If feathers glorify the Father, it'll be. And that doesn't mean you and I are looking for feathers. I have them around me all the time. I just say, thank you, Jesus. I bent down the house today to do something, and there was a big old feather sitting there looking at me. I picked it up. I said, thank you, Jesus. Now, I didn't turn around and say, are you here? Is that you, Jeff? No, I just thanked him for his presence. Because all the wall was going down to St. Francis, and I was home doing dishes and making beds. See, I'm not a very good cook. So I decided to make some coffee. But I didn't dump the old coffee out. So the bottom thing was about that full. Man, I'm dumping water in there, and I go off to do something, put a couple of toaster, and I went off and I came back and I saw that drip and I said, now, what do you suppose that's, what's going on there? The whole counter was full of coffee. I said, Lord, I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to learn how to do this. Until you bring my wife home who does this, you're going to have to teach me now. Well, you told me to clean the mess up. See, I'm the kind that don't follow instructions. Have you ever had the children, man, they get toys at Christmas time? Ah, you don't need that. And the thing all winds up backwards and inside out and everything else. And it'll work all right. Have fun with it. So I finally got some coffee made. I made 10 cups of coffee and drank one. You think it's up? Ain't that really cost effective? Oh, my God. Well, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So we got to grow in faith. Right? Hallelujah. James 1:1-2. See, while all this stuff is going on, the Holy Spirit teaching and anointing you and showing you things, maybe visions and dreams, and saying, come on up here, and you separate from your body in your prayer room, and all of a sudden you're in this supernatural place of God, and you don't want to go back. I can remember one time a guy laid hands on me, and I went out in the Spirit, and I saw myself standing in the Spirit, and this pastor catching me, and I was smiling at him, and he didn't pay attention to me. I said to myself, I wonder why he didn't look at me. Well, I was in the Spirit. Are you listening? And I laid on the floor, my body did, laid on the floor for I don't know how long. My mother and my wife were sitting like where Adam is. They thought I died. I turned white as them walls. Because my spirit life is in the Spirit. It was out of the body. And it came back in, and the pastor was getting a little concerned. He finally walked over and took me by the hand. I almost said to him, go sit down. I'm enjoying this. But I didn't. Nice, Elroy got off the floor, staggered to the pew, and sat down. I don't know if I was half in or half out of where I was. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Did I say that? Greetings. What did I say? James what? 1:1-2. Go 2. Yeah. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, various testings and trials. So when he says come up here and the anointing is teaching you, everything just doesn't go fine. Do you know that? You're going to have trials and testings. Well, it was a trial and a testing with my wife. And I sat there. Many years ago, I probably would have done that. But I sat there in peace, and I just kept saying, God said. God said. God said. See, you're going to have testings and trials, and no Christian wants this. We don't like this. But God's going to find out where your faith is. Testings and trials. He don't put sickness on anybody. He don't put disease on anybody. But guess what? The devil's up there going, poo, poo. Throwing words and things into your mind. Hallelujah. So you're going to have testings and you're going to have trials. I've had them all through my ministry of some sort. I never respond to testings and trials. I just sit there in peace and quote scriptures. If it's my foot, if it's my back hurts, or if it's my wife, I never confess it. There's a supernatural peace that comes upon me, and I just said, God said. I drove home and I said, Father God, I dropped that prophecy down there, and you said, left it there, the next day I'm coming home. Fever's all gone. Her oxygen is up to 101. That's better than I got. I mean, usually hers is about 88 is normal for her. When I got it down, she was 65. There was nothing in there. She couldn't push no air through there. And the heart just boom, 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 boom. She's a tough little lady, man. I just sat there, go get it, Betty, go get it. She looks at me. See, I was at peace. This was a testing and a trial. What are you going to say, Elroy? Now, have you really learned what I've taught you? Are you going to say, God said? Or are you going to say, oh, my God, she's dying? That never came out of my mouth. Although the medical people are running around bumping into each other, I'm telling you, saints, there is something here. My brethren counted away. So now I have all kinds of trials. When I fall into it, I never confess the trial. Never. I don't care how bad the pain is. I just say, you love me, Lord Jesus. And the anointing is teaching me. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I start saying, God said. I'm in the finished work of Jesus. I'm alive with the anointing. And I believe in the supernatural. And I believe in the prayer closet when God says, come on up here, Ellery. See, I think I'm going up through the ceiling someplace. But all I'm doing is rising out of my body. And God's teaching me with the supernatural how it really works. It works in the spirit realm. How much can you trust me, Ellery? How much can you trust me to come out of your body? Do you trust I'll let your spirit go back to your body? These are great questions during these times. Do I lean to my own understanding? Or do I acknowledge, wait a minute, do I really believe in this? Well, here comes the testing and the trial. God is going to take you out of your body. And you're going to feel so weird because the supernatural, that's the way it operates. See, I believe that God is training the church and training me to experience God. Not religion, but to experience God. To experience the life of Jesus. To let the Holy Spirit teach me how I can experience Jesus. And while I'm doing this in Christ, there's persecutions. Your own mind and your own emotions will say, you're a nut. Shut up. You ain't going where I'm going. Someday this is going to be dropped off. This thing should not be controlling me now. It ain't going where I'm going. I'm going to get another one, but ain't this one here. I'm going to have a new leg. Not a plastic leg with a sore knee. Amen? Hallelujah. We're getting there, saints. This is going to wind up here in a minute. 1 Peter 6 and 7. Ooh. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, say a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Think about it. When trials come, you're grieved. What is that? That's the emotions getting involved. Because you're going to have victory by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's spiritual. But you're grieved because the emotions are involved. That the mind means soul, spirit, the entire emotional makeup of an individual. That's why you're grieved. It's the emotions getting involved. It ain't God the Holy Spirit. 7. That the genuineness of your faith, see, God wants it. God's got to find out where it's at. Being much more precious than gold, much more precious than homes and silver and all that, gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. How much we all need the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why John was on the Isle of Patmos getting the revelation of Jesus. Everybody that goes on these trips is going to get a revelation of Jesus. Going to get a revelation of his love. You're going to get a revelation and believe that life is in the Spirit. Amen? Now, the last one. Matthew 26, 39. Now, Jesus is in the Gethsemane, the garden there, and he's saying a prayer. And this is where you and I got the victory. Do you know that? He was a holy Son of God. Is praying. Let's just read it here. 39. Yeah. He went a little farther, fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So every one of us that goes into tests and trials, every one of us being persecuted, every situation you're in, you want God's will to be involved because it's God's will that you're healed. You're already healed. It's God's will that you receive his love. But in this particular case, Jesus is now saying, let thy will be done. So you got a holy son that left heaven, is now willing to take on all the sins of the world. And he had no sin. This is what he was referring to. He was referring to, you got all this, I'm holy, I'm raising the dead, I'm doing all these things and everything else, and I'm willing to go to the cross, you see. But Father God, I just let this cup, I just don't want to do this, to take on all the sin, but let thy will be done. So when I'm in a testing and a trial, you see, the Holy Spirit helps me to say, let thy will be done. Because God's will is saying, you're already healed. So when I look at Betty, I say, God said. God said. And you can pick that up all the way through the Bible. God said. Do you know the most used language in the Bible, a word spoken by Jesus, what it is? The most he ever said, and there's a whole gulbum, it says, fear not. Do you know that? Fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. So you're going to come into testings and trials. The Master has given us example to let the will be done. Because it's God's will for you to be loved, for your sins to be forgiven, to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit with dreams and visions, to walk in the healing power in the gifts of the Holy. That's God's will. That's God's will. And Jesus said, I don't want to do this. He was just about to step into, to take on to a holy God, a holy Son of God, all the sins of the world. How much are we willing to take on a people by operating in the gifts? Because some words of knowledge and wisdom, you feel the pain that people are in. You actually feel it. Now, there's a whole teaching on that, and it means more than just that, but you feel the pain. Most people, see, Jesus felt all the pain of the sins of the world. My God. See, when I get that revelation, I'm so free. Free from sin. Free from sin. Free from sickness and disease and poverty. I'm free. Why? God said. I ain't going to say what I said. I ain't going to say what I think unless I'm coming from the mind of Christ. God said. Can you imagine a holy Jesus taking all my sins and your sins? And if we don't get right thinking, we often think of old sins we done, as though they're still there, still alive. We don't learn to put our hand to the plow and not look back. God wants to encourage us tonight. Whatever you do, if you don't learn to pay attention to the anointing, the Holy Spirit, your emotions will overtake you. Your spirit man, if it hasn't been trained, will overtake you. And you'll confess a lot of things out of emotions. You don't get there overnight, saints. That's a revelation of Jesus. Isle of Patmos. Revelation of Jesus. Everybody here will not go on an island somewhere, but you'll need to get the revelation of Jesus. How do you get the revelation of Jesus? No matter what you come up against, various trials and testings, you won't confess those things. What you'll confess is God said. Most people confess the divorce. Most people confess broke. Most people confess all kinds of things. God, that's not God's confession. And when you start to learn his love, You begin to realize how much he loved us when Jesus went to the cross. And you begin to say, let thy will be done. In other words, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to gripe. I'm not going to hold grudges and say, I want your will to be done in my life. Then you got to turn your will over. And his will gets you to love, to operate out of the mind of Christ, to let you know that you're already healed, that you can receive the financial blessings through Abraham, through Christ Jesus. It's here, saints. He's knocking on the door. And he just needs a few people. You know, years ago, he only picked 12. And they changed the world. So we don't need 5,000 in the church. What we need is people, you see, that will hear from the Holy Spirit and say, take me up. Bring me to a place where I can understand in Christ. Bring me to a revelation and a light. Let it become a part of my life. And you seek God. You continue to ask. You continue to seek. You continue to press in. And all of a sudden, you see things breaking through. All the training of the Holy Spirit. I realized just yesterday, I was never disturbed. I was in complete peace. Because God said. He said, you're already healed. Well, if the pain's still, you're already healed. When are you going to start saying, God said? Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I just can't believe the requirement of the Father to send the Holy Son to leave heaven, born of a virgin birth, to take my sins and your sins on. If you can't understand love now, you never will. Love has freed me. See, over the weeks and months and years, it's freed my mind. I had a death wish. It's freed me, saints. And I know it's freed some of you other people. But God says there's more freedom. There's more freedom. Amen? Amen? I got a light of Jesus, a revelation of Jesus. I probably didn't go on an island, but I've been out of my body. It's unbelievable what you feel when you're out of the body, this body here, because the emotions, you're no longer attached to anything in here. And I'm not saying if it don't happen to you, that means you're not saved. Don't get me wrong now. I don't want people to go and say, a male's on another trip again. But you see, when you're out of the body, God's training you not to become attached to this, to the emotions, to unforgiveness, to all the things. You can function in the Spirit. So when the Spirit, when you come back into your flesh, you just got a revelation and you learn you don't have to give in to your emotions. You don't have to give in to your natural mind. You don't have to give in to anything. Because you just experienced. Now, you may have to have several experiences like this. But if you'll study Jesus, the Holy One of God, the Son of God, he never had those emotion type of things, did he? And they done all kinds of things. They wanted to throw him off the cliff before his time, and he just disappeared. See, he was hooked to the Father. What the Father said, he said. Amen? What he saw the Father do, he did. Well, if you can, and I'm not saying you can, God says you can, but if you can get yourself out of your body and through prayer, through crying out to God, you'll experience something, and guess what? You'll run around, try to explain it, and people will persecute you. They'll slam doors in your face. Get out of here, you nut! But you'll have so much wisdom and revelation of Jesus, it'll just explode in you. And when you open your mouth, they'll believe what you're saying, but they'll think you're a nut for, you know, for how you got it. and they'll persecute you because you're in Christ and you're trying to live a holy life, a godly life, not separated from people, hooked to the Holy Ghost, hooked to Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, number two in the orange. Say, I fear not. God said, He hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Can you imagine? He's given us the mind of Christ. And we're so attached to our own stinking thinking, we have trouble allowing His mind to come into our lives. Amen? Go ahead, Jeff. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be at peace, my child. I am aware of you. Though trouble may seem too much to bear, be at peace, my child. I send my angel each night to watch over you. There will no evil thing come nigh you. Be at peace, my child. For I am God, creator of this universe. Place your care on me. Be at peace, my child. These things I have spoken, ye will find peace in me. In the world there's tribulation, but I've overcome this world. For I am God, creator of this universe. Place your care on me. Be at peace, my child. Place your care on me. Be at peace, my child.
Anybody have any pain in their body? Anybody? Different kinds of one there. Anybody else? One back there. Hallelujah. Bill? I'm going to come up here. Step Bill. I want him to sit there. I'm going to come over there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just sit right there, Bill. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him in Jesus' name. I ask my God to supply his need, Lord. Take every pain, your love, Lord Jesus, out of his body, Lord. Every bit of pain. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Take it, Lord Jesus, your wonderful love. My God supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Where's your pain at?
Back.
Your back?
My back's out of alignment.
It's out of alignment? Huh?
Yes.
Oh, you said go. Oh, okay.
Yes,
just raise your hands, close your eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. You do creative miracles, Lord Jesus. So by faith, I just step out, Lord, and ask you to align his back, Lord. Align his back, Lord. He'll know it's aligned because of the pain or what the thing he has his back is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, your love, Lord Jesus. Just take it, Lord. Your love, my God, supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch him right. Your pain's where?
The feet dropped metatarsals.
Oh, Father God, I touch his feet. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to do the same thing. Go sit down over there. Adam, right over here. Take your shoes off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just give me one of them. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. You do creative miracles, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you what you're doing in his feet right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. How's your back down there?
That's better.
Better?
Better.
Healed?
Healed.
We can't be much better. Much better is healed, isn't it? I don't think he does it by 10%. Where's your pain at?
Back and neck.
Back and neck. Ah. Raise your hands, close your eyes. Oh, Lord Jesus. I just release Jesus all through his neck and back in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, I speak the word of God into him in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord. How's that?
It's healed.
It's healed. Praise God. Can't get any better than that. Where's your pain? Where's your idea? Your hips? You have arthritis, no?
No, they've been out about 6 months.
Out of joint, out of place? Really? Wow.
It's not fun.
No, I bet. Raise your hands high, Adia, if you can. Hallelujah. Oh. We thank you for a creative miracle she needs, Lord Jesus Christ. She needs her back aligned and her hips aligned. You are a creative miracle worker, Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you and we praise you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there pain with it, dear? Okay. Was there pain when you came up here? When you were sitting over there, there's pain. You're up here. Is there any pain now? Is that normal? Sometimes you get up and move and it goes away?
Yeah.
What hurts you when you do something? But I mean, what?
And
bending over? It hurts you. Well, then bend over.
It's still there?
Bend over again, dear.
Father, in Jesus' name, take this. We thank you. Praise you, Jesus. My God, supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Put your hand on her back, Leslie. Where is it? Right there? Right there. Father God, we thank you, Lord. You're flowing through Leslie's hand. Oh, yes, Lord. The pain is going. The pain is going. The adjustment of the hips and the back by your working power, Lord Jesus Christ. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now come back up, my dear. Hallelujah. Let your love touch her, Jesus. Let your love touch her, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I can see a little blue. It looks like neon, but it's not. It looks like the size of what you'd yarn with or make something with, going all through your disc and all around your hips right now. There's a blue all going all around there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you feel anything at all, dear?
Yeah.
What do you feel?
There's just almost like a cooling, warming sensation throughout my whole body.
A cooling, warming sensation throughout her whole body. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now bend down a little bit there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's pretty perfect right there. Well, praise God.
Amen.
God bless you, dear. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, are we missing somebody here? Oh, there he is. What's your first? Excuse me, I'll be right with you. What's your first name? Uh-huh.
Stephen.
You've never been here before, have you, Stephen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, God is about to bless you. There's something that won't come together in your finances. And God is going to touch that. His grace is going to be upon that. You have tried different areas or different things and suggestions from people and so on and so forth. But the suggestions and things just don't seem to make it complete. And God's grace is going to be upon it. And from this moment on, you're going to start believing that God said. God said, Holy Spirit, not me, but the Holy Spirit through me, God said that he's going to fix your finances. Does that make sense to you? Big time, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you have any kind of a business? Have you ever been in business? Work for other people that had businesses. But you yourself have never had a business? Have you ever had dreams of having a business? Or being on your own, you know? That's what God wants you to have. You got a big God.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. His finances are coming together, and you're going to give him a move of the Holy Spirit in his life where he's going to desire to start a small business, Lord. He's going to be very successful at it, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that faith is being released into him right now, Lord, that ideas from your wisdom, Father God, is going to explode in him, Lord. Something way deep down in him, Lord, that he's desired to do. He just don't recall it. So he asked the Holy Spirit to bring it to his attention in Jesus' name. And that your grace, Lord, will bring these finances together in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Whew. Whew. Holly, what's your first name?
Peter.
You don't know Peter in the Bible, do you? Hallelujah. What part of ministry are you in? None at all?
Just myself right now.
No, no. Do you, no, do you, are you active with other people in prayer or something like that?
Steve.
Oh, that's Steve.
Yeah.
You
lost the church.
You lost the church? Where'd you lose it? I'm only kidding you. Praise the Lord. You know something? I can see you stuck. It's like in concrete. You're having trouble getting out of this position. Because if you do, you're going to have to give more of your heart and your will to God. And you're afraid to do that. That may be not, you may not be thinking that, but it's deep in your heart. God's looking at your heart tonight. And you just don't want to go as far as God wants to take you. That's the reason why you're not in ministry, and that's the reason why you're not ministering, because God said he wants you to turn your will over to him completely. God's got a great plan for your life, but it's only going to work when you turn yourself over to God. There's deep things in you that have been concerning you for some time. You keep thinking about it and going back to it, and every time you do, it causes an emotion, it causes a hurt in your life. And God is going to teach you how to come into a peace. So these things that are disturbing you, these emotions and things that are bothering you and hurting you, God's going to free you from that. You came here tonight expecting, and God is answering what you're expecting to receive tonight. And that's a freedom within yourself, a freedom within yourself. Your feet are going to be free here tonight, and you're not going to walk back into some things where you just walked out of. But it seems to be like a magnet drawing you. It keeps trying to draw you. Well, it's an unclean spirit that's trying to draw you. There's an unclean spirit throwing dots in your mind that's trying to draw you back in some place where you made many friends and so on and so forth. God says you'll be free tonight. If you give yourself over to him, truly give your heart to him, God says there's mighty works that's going to be done by the Holy Spirit in your life. And you will then be helping people. You don't have to worry about you being helped. Your mind will be set on helping other people. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that's going all through his body, Lord. I bind every satanic power. I bind every lying, seducing spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind all principalities and powers, and I call for the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit to rise up in him. Cause his feet to be loose, Lord. Cause his heart to be turned over to you, Lord Jesus Christ. No more emotional upsets causing him, Lord, to be disturbed. But he's going to walk in the Spirit, and he's going to learn by the Holy Spirit. The anointed Holy Spirit is going to teach him. Now, Father God, I speak freedom into his mind and his motions and his body, and I thank you and I praise you. And there's something about family members that has been great disturbing to you. And God says that he will intervene in that stuff. You just take care of wanting to follow me, saith the Lord, and wanting to give your heart to me. Some things you get involved in, you shouldn't be involved in, because sometimes it's just plain sovereign move of the work of the Lord. So tonight, he's explaining to you, he's sharing with you, he's loving on you, and he's causing you to have a freedom right now exploding in you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, did anybody else want prayer? Then come right up here. We'll go right down the line here. Oh, Father God, I touch your Lord. In the holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, your love, Lord Jesus. Your love, your presence, Lord. And to my sister, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Mm. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I free his mind. I free his emotions right now. I take authority in the precious holy name of Jesus. I invite the Holy Spirit to flow into him. Oh, Jesus. Heal and clear his mind right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Man, I can feel the heat coming here. Ooh, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Whoo, whoo, whoo. Hallelujah. Yes, dear. She getting away over. She getting away over there.
My son in Seattle needs healing and to be consumed with the fire of God.
Father God, we thank you for this son, Lord, who's receiving healing right now. And we pray, Lord, the fire of God explode in his belly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that she's standing in for him, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory. I send the word like you did to the centurion, Lord, and I free the son, Lord, and I call forth the fire and of the baptism of the fire and the Holy Ghost upon his life, Lord. And I bind every satanic power, every spirit that's coming against him in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you for the spirit of truth is going to rise up in him in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see something white. It's about 4 inches long. It's part of God. It's going right into your life right now. Something white. God's changing something from darkness to light. There's something going into your life right now in the blessed name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Ooh. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Whew. Whew. Is there a furnace up?
Yeah.
Praise God. Huh? The furnace is what? Is the furnace on? Where's Jeff at?
Right here.
My God, I got lost there for a minute. Praise God. The furnace ain't on, is it? No, I felt something just over Alan right here.
No, that was God.
That's right. These people want to call God a furnace.
That was a different heat. Summertime, we didn't fire.
Yeah. Huh?
You missed my really.
Oh. Hi.
Don't forget me.
Oh. Okay. Oh, oof, oof. My God.
Wow.
My God.
This is neat.
Yes, isn't it?
I want your anointing. So
yeah. Ain't you glad you called me back here? Yes. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming. I'll be right back, guy. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, Father God. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, there's almost a solid form that God, the Holy Spirit, is placing over you. It's just a solid type of the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, I made it. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing, dear? God is going to change something in your life. There's something inside of you that's causing loneliness. And God's going to change that. God's going to love you. God's going to touch you tonight. And you're going to sense and know that he truly loves you. When I touch you, God's going to release the love of God in you. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Touch all loneliness, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, your wonderful power, Jesus. Your wonderful power, Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Ooh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh.
The Lord told me Tuesday. He told me Tuesday to tell you you're supposed to go on that TV.
I am?
Yeah, and he told me to tell you. I was going to put this over, and he said, no, take it over and have you pray with
it. This is for the TV?
Mm. No, I was going to put it in that box. And
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We're going to pray over this and multiply it. You know, Lord, what Rick is doing with this, Lord, and what he wants from this, Lord. Oh, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Whoa. Hallelujah. We touch this, Lord, and multiply. Oh. We ain't having no furnace now, man. Hallelujah. Whoa. Praise the Lord. Why is I supposed to take that? Oh, is there any money in here? Oh, I'll take it. Yeah, you bet. Hallelujah. Give me that thing, man.
Amen.
Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, my God. My God. Father God, I ask, Lord, that you teach this man how to come out of his body, Lord. If he hasn't already, Lord, give him some visions, give him some dreams, Lord, that he knows that he can depend on you. He'll take your direction, Lord, and he'll go forward, Lord, and he'll minister, Lord, to the American Indians, Lord, and he'll be free in his spirit, and he won't be concerned about money, Lord, because every turn he makes, you'll supply his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen. My feet feel
your feet feel better?
But I want a total overhaul.
He wants a total overhaul. Are you ready? Are you ready? That's a complete overhaul. In Jesus' name. A complete overhaul. That must have been a small shovel. Whoa. It came back on me. Hallelujah. You got to receive it.
Oh, sure. I'm getting blessed.
Whoa. Jesus' name. Oh, this is wonderful. Well, Father God, why don't you just send out for some more people? We'll just keep on going here. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How's your pain, Bill? God says he's healed. We can't argue with God. Amen? Whew. Wow. Whew. My God. Whew. It ain't just my legs are wobbly, my brain is wobbly, my eyes are wobbly, and everything. Hallelujah. Boy, my left hand is itching. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just sit in his peace. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Take us right, Lord. Take us out of our bodies a little bit, Lord. Do a supernatural miracle right now, Lord. All of us, Lord. We're all in love with you, Jesus. Oh. Oh. Tonight we love you, Jesus, as we do every day. We exalt and lift you up. You are the mighty Son of God. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us by your Spirit to partake of your love and your anointing, Lord. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, that you brought us into your presence tonight more than ever before, Lord. And we we look forward, Lord, to many journeys into you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many journeys into the supernatural, Lord. Oh, we cannot do without the Holy Spirit. And I know the Holy Spirit has supplied what we need tonight. We look forward to more supplies of you, Lord Jesus Christ, in our lives, Lord. That will be a light, Lord, for you, Jesus, on this earth, this body of believers. What, no matter what church they go to, Lord, it'll become a light for you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we love you, we honor you, we give our wills over to you, Lord. We give our tongues over to you, Lord, that you can tame it. We ask you to be Lord over our eyes and our ears and our physical bodies, Lord Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, that your will be done in our lives, Father God, for the glory of you, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.